futurist is somebody who helps people think about the future in order to make better decisions today. So you want to look into the future, but it only really makes any sense if you can do something different about it today.
And are you primarily concerned with technology, or is it a holistic approach?
I started off looking mainly at technology, but also its impact on people. But now I really look at the whole scope of social change, demographic change, political change, geopolitics, and everything else. And technology is obviously one of the things that is driving change, but I think that social change is just as important in that. So I think the only way to look at the future is to take a whole world view.
Among other things, you're publisher of online magazine futureofsex.net. What is your magazine all about?
Many things are changing in our world, and one of them is sex and sexuality. And this is not least through technology. So if we look at the intersection of technology and society as expressed in our sexuality, that this is a very rich topic which we're discovering. So the main topics that futureofsex.net covers are remote sex, as in being able to engage in a intimate relationship at a distance through telecommunications, virtual sex, where we go into 3D worlds, which are like Second Life, but can take many other forms, where we take on an avatar and we engage in interesting relationships with other people who have also done that. Robots, and this is not just about sex robots, even though that this is a big topic, but more how do we emotionally engage with robots? And the fact is we do emotionally engage with robots. We are able to design them so that we do, and also in immersive entertainment, where now we can use Aldous Huxley, decades ago, talked about the feelies, this idea of going into a movie and you actually feel, as he said in the book, every hair on the bearskin rug. And this is something which, again, we are moving towards.
So one element of the technology, teledildonics. Can you explain teledildonics to us?
Teledildonics is a simple word constructed of tele, which obviously means using telecommunications, and dildonics, referring to sex toys. And so teledildonics is really another way to describe remote sex. And that is, so essentially we are using sexual toys on two sides of a telecommunications line in order for two people at a distance to be able to stimulate and excite each other. And this is something where we do have a number of offerings on the market today. And I think this is something which is likely to grow quite rapidly.
So one of the products featured on your website, albeit it's in development, being developed by the Kajimoto Laboratory in Tokyo, claims to enable users to kiss someone over the internet. Does this really work?
I'd say that it's particular product described there is very crude, and I think most people wouldn't call it really a substitute for kissing. But this is a first step, and I think it is extremely feasible that in the next decade, say, or maybe sooner, we will be able to have something very like the experience of kissing somebody, even though they are 1,000 kilometers away.
Can you tell us then how it works now and how you envisage it might work in the future and become something that people actually use?
So currently, there are a couple of different devices for remote kissing, which are essentially things which are controlled by somebody's mouth and communicate that to a device which is put into somebody else's mouth. In order to emulate a true kiss, we'll have to have sensors down to extremely small level so that we can actually emulate how soft it is, the feeling, the lubrication and so on, so that we can, and the pressure applied. So these are things where we require some very detailed sensors, but we would essentially have an ersatz lips, which we would kiss, but that would, for us, both communicate what we are, the way in which we are touching those lips, and in turn communicate back to us the way in which our partner is touching those lips.
And you've also reviewed the haptics jackets. So these jackets are not only designed to simulate vibration and force, but are also designed to target certain areas of the body to trigger an emotional response. Can you tell us a bit more about how these work?
Well, haptics is the field of touch. And so if we look at what is happening in haptic technology, a lot of it is around gloves. So, for example, we can put a glove on and then potentially somebody else at a distance can feel what we are doing with our fingers. In terms of a haptic jacket, that can, for example, emulate a hug. So we could, somebody at a distance could hug a person, and the haptic jacket, which somebody else could wear, could actually experience what it is like being hugged by that person. So we're communicating the feeling of touch. So this is something which, again, is not generally commercially available. There is quite a bit of research being done in the field of haptics. But in the next decade, again, this ability to transmit the sense of touch over distance is something which will be commonplace.
So, albeit, as you've said, some of these products are in development, and I noted from your website that some of them, and as you've said, are in fact commercially available. You don't actually sell these products, but you do provide links to where people can. Do you have any information on the take-up and what people's experience has been thus far?
We're trying to find out more ourselves. There's not a lot of detailed market research that we've been able to find. I believe that some of the device manufacturers are doing fairly well. Real Touch, for example, has been quite prominent in its market presence, and it's good reason to believe that it's doing quite well. In another domain, virtual sex, the Red Light Center has in the millions of users. And this is basically a Second Life, which is purely for sexual activity.
And you said that Valentine's Day 2012 will be the first in which remote sex will play a significant role. Do you know if it did?
We're actually chasing up a few people we've engaged with who have engaged with our website to hear back from their experiences. So we're hoping to get some live stories on the website before long.
Is there any relationship, commercial relationship, between you, your website, and the retailers of the products we've been talking about?
Yes, there's a page on our site, Bazaar Bazaar. And if you click through to that and then click through to some of the providers of these products, then in some cases we do get a commission for that. That's the only relationship that we have.